Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Joshua Conrad, Assistant Operations Manager at Lake Red Rock. All right, Josh, so it's exciting to talk to you for a number of reasons. We've spoken on the phone many times, but you're back to work now. Talk a little bit about coming back to work today, Thursday, for the government now is up and running again.
Yeah, we're excited that a deal was done in Washington. As many folks are aware, the government has reopened. So, of course, all of Corps of Engineers facilities, our recreation areas, our office and our visitor center are also reopened again. We brought all of our furloughed employees back to work this morning, so we're excited about that. And it was nice making the calls last night to bring everybody back. So we're happy a deal is done, and we're hopeful that in the future we won't have to go through the same situation again as the whole country is, I believe.
And you mentioned you had some people furloughed. How many people did you cut down to for your bare bones operation?
Yeah, here at Red Rock, we only had mission critical employees on during the shutdown period. So we had 13 employees on furlough and just had four here to carry out our mission critical functions, which were, of course, operating our dam and levee system, and also being on in our areas for facility and property and life and safety protection.
Because you're not at full staff, is there any extra danger when this type of thing happens?
Well, all of our recreation areas are closed down, so that really lessens the impact of people going into those areas. However, it definitely places an extra burden on our other partners, the Marion County Sheriff's Department, emergency response, because there's less of us around. So fortunately, during this shutdown, we didn't have any accidents or incidents, so we're grateful for that. But whenever we have less people, it definitely impacts our other partner agencies.
And also not having the people around and having those areas closed, you had to make some phone calls or contact some people about some reservations that had been made and then money that was then lost.
Yeah, unfortunately, because all of our recreation areas, again, were closed, again, the core managed ones, we had about 125 camping reservations that weren't able to take place due to the shutdown. We also had a number of shelter reservations that we had to cancel. So a lot of folks either had to make plans to go to other areas or they had to just cancel the event. Fortunately, here at Red Rock, we did have some areas that were still open, the areas operated by the Marion County Conservation Board at Cordova and Roberts Creek. Those were still open. In addition, the state areas at Elk Rock were open as well. So fortunately, those partners were still in business, so we were able to give people some options. I know a lot of folks who had to have reservations canceled in Howell Station or Wallasha Campground, for example, were able to go to Roberts Creek. So again, a lot of the burden went to our agency partners at the Marion County Conservation Board and with Elk Rock State Park. But I know they rose the challenge and, of course, had a lot more folks staying there with them. So we appreciate their efforts.
Well, it's only been about 12 hours since the government's been up and running again. Are you starting to get calls to get those spots filled up again with camping season kind of running toward the end?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you asked that. I know Howell Station is the last campground we still have open. That runs this weekend, and then next weekend closes on the 28th of October. And just at 7 o'clock this morning, I just gotten in and getting some stuff done. And I already had one phone call from a gentleman asking if Howell Station was open. So people are already filling in. I know as soon as we opened the gate, two campers came in this morning. So people are raring to get back. It's nice fall camping weather. So we're glad the shutdown is over and those opportunities are back for those folks.
Well, I know you guys are going to be happy to be back to work and get some money coming back into the county again through the programs and areas you run. You also did have to cancel some projects that had some involvement with Vermeer and Central College. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we had a natural playscape project, which is a type of a playground area for kids. It has a lot of interpretive features, a project we're really excited about. And we had two great partners on board, Central College and then the Vermeer Corporation. Some Central students had done some work on the design, and Vermeer did a lot of heavy lifting, pun intended, in regards to prepping the area, bringing in materials, so on and so forth. And they had about 160 volunteers lined up to do that service day on the 5th of October. Again, due to the shutdown, unfortunately, it had to be canceled. But I know we were, of course, in constant contact with both our Central and Vermeer partners. And now that we're reopened for business, we're talking with them again to be able to reschedule event. So we're excited about that project. I know they are too. The shutdown was a temporary obstacle that now we'll be able to overcome. And based on their schedule and ours, we'll definitely get that going again, whether it's this fall or next spring. we'll see that project fulfilled. So we're excited about that.
All right. Again, we're here with Ranger Josh Conrad from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Ranger Conrad, I always like to give people an opportunity, as now that you're open for business, let people know where they can come out, what they can do, and maybe just go ahead and invite them out here.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned before, Howell Station Campground is the last campground we have open that has full facilities. Again, that is open this weekend and next weekend to close on the 28th of October. Otherwise, all the rest of our areas, obviously the gates are open and a lot of folks like to sightsee and wildlife watch. And of course, our popular areas below the dam for fishing are now reopened again. I know a lot of folks had consternation those areas were closed, justifiably so. It's a great fisheries area, certainly for Marion County as well as the state of Iowa. So those areas are reopened again too. So if you're ready to grab your fishing pole, definitely come on out. And if you want to go camping again, the Howell Station is open until the end of October.
Thanks so much for your time, Ranger Conrad, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate the opportunity.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.